那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做一次不让用手机的经历。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a time when you're not allowed to use mobile phone。 那一次你不让用手机的经历。开门见山，三个思路。首先回答问题是在一次相亲的一个活动上 On a blind date，把基本信息带入，其次交代细节。因为相亲这个活动我很紧张，我当然会玩手机了，对吧？随时鼓捣一下手机。重点是我觉得跟这人聊天特无聊，问的都是一些官方性的东西，干着猪肉啊，家里几口人啊，然后什么收入啊，工作之类的，我觉得特无聊。那把细节带入，我一边玩手机一边回答人家的。第三，结尾做个引导，强调我个人的感受。我也反思了，这样做挺不礼貌的，没有 show my respect to her， 没有展现出来我的尊重，对吧？而且呢，我觉得这样的活动真的不适合我，做一个吐槽。这样来看三者共同回答符合逻辑。首先交代基本背景是 on a blind date 相亲，其次交代细节，一边玩手机一边回答人家问题，那排解我的紧张。第三，结尾做个引导，这样的活动我不喜欢，不让我用手机我也不喜欢，做一个引导。这样来看三者共同来回答呢符合逻辑。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, a couple of days ago when I was set up on a blind date, I wasn't allowed to use my mobile phone at all.You know, actually, I like to use my mobile phone wherever I was, just kind of like a personal habit. Got some messages or just listened to some music. The other day, I was arranged in a coffee shop when I was having a date with a girl. By the way, that was my first try on this kind of activity. Certainly, I felt a bit nervous. Using my mobile phone would be the best way for me to release my bad emotions. But probably, I wasn't doing right since I felt a bit unhappy on this point. See, I told you.I had to make the change, because I didn't show my RSPCT to her. Then I put my phone aside, kept talking to her. It wasn't talking to her, kind of like I was doing a questionnaire, maybe. The topics were very, very interesting, certainly. Where I live, what I do, or such, quite foolish to me. I wasn't happy either. And that was my first time to do so. I mean, I wasn't allowed to use my mobile phone in such kinds of occasions. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，这次做了一个吐槽类的引导，强调出来啊，这样相亲的活动真的很无聊，答的这问题都是像答问卷一样特无聊，最重要的是还不让我用手机，我超不喜欢。考官接下来就会问了，那你觉得一般这样的场合可以用手机吗？用手机会不会对别人来说不礼貌啊，形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节，第一个强调相亲 on a blind date， 第二个头一次 my first try， 第三释放 release， 最后表示尊重。表示尊重正常可以叫做 show my respect， 但你想表达出来一个强烈的意味，你可以说 show my respect， 这样来说可能更稳妥一点。好，那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里，如果大家更多的问题还是可以 follow WeChat B17693917 B17693917， 希望今天这期节目给大家给你们帮助，谢谢。